Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This candy gang, nigga, I'm fresh out, boy.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, 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 welcome back. A new week, a fresh start. Welcome all my listeners to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. I do have my awesome guest, Miss Boston, on the line. How you doing?
I'm not doing the swiftest, but I'm going to stay on as long as I can.
Last night was epic, and I've been nursing myself back to health all day.
What did you do last night?
We ain't gonna talk about that. I'll send you a message. Nah. Just know I've been in bed all day. Okay? Just know that. It was bad business. That's all I know.
Well, welcome all of my guests and my listeners all across the world. I appreciate everyone that listens in, and we're going to have an interesting topic tonight. I do want to tell all of my people that are in the Atlanta area, we are doing a celebration of success for moi next Saturday. The location is a private location, and it's invite only. So it's only going to be a selected amount of people that are invited to the shindig. And I hope that you guys can make it. So inbox me on social media if you want to know the location, and we'll go from there. So I can't wait. I have people coming in from Florida and, you know, my folks from here in Atlanta, and I'm ready. Now, you know, FYI, I do a disclosure. I did not pick the location, okay? I didn't pick it. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I can't wait. So this is going to be a first time for this location for me, and I just can't wait to have fun and turn up with everybody. So, you know, we talk about, you know, how people shouldn't be in relationships if they're not together and so on and so forth. So tonight we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to do the double-bladed sword, and we're going to talk about, will you be with someone if they fall off or if they don't have their stuff together? Would you be with them until they get it together, and how long would you give them? Like, or would you even put a time frame on letting that person get together? You know, some people are just nurturing individuals, and they would just say, hey, you know what, it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get it together. You know, I'm with you for the long haul, you know, and let's make it happen. Some people do say that. And some people say, well, okay, you know, I see, you know, you don't have it together. I'm going to trust that you're going to get it together, so I'll give you, you know, 3 months or 6 months or whatever, you know. I always say nobody has the best game. No one has better game than the person that's trying to get somewhere, right? Because if you really sit out and listen to somebody that needs something or that wants something from you, like, you'll just hear them pulling out all of the stops. You can tell. And so for me, as a woman, you see it from the gate. It's your choice to want a deal or not, you know. It's your choice to say, I'm going to take this baggage on, or I'm going to take this situation on, and it's totally fine. So I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to judge you tonight, I promise. But I'll give you my opinion, and I guess we'll get Ms. Boston's opinion why she isn't going through her episode about, you know, how people feel in reference to that. So I hope you guys are still checking out the website. If I have time, I will be doing some updates to the website this week, because I have not. If you're on my social medias, I did a talk show last weekend. It was awesome. If you haven't got a chance to listen to it, the links are on my social media page. I had a great time with Lady V and D during that radio show, so I thank them very much for having me. You can find me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's THEMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. On Twitter, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And you'd have to go through my website to find, you would have to go to my website to find my Facebook. I don't really give that out because they be tripping. Ms. Boston.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Look, good.
Oh, Jesus.
So, would you date someone that doesn't have their stuff together coming in and give them the opportunity? Why and why not? And would you date someone, like, would you stay with someone that falls off while y'all together and give them the opportunity to get back on their feet?
It just really just kind of depends on the dynamics between the both of us. And that's the best way I can say it, honestly, like, because I'm a rider. I'm going to ride with you as long as you ride with me hard, too. And just trying to find some, if you got a goal, we're going to go ahead and try and push you to achieve that goal. But after so many times I keep saying the same thing over and over and over again, you are going to pull back a little bit. But if you're rocking hard for that person, you're going to rock with them hard, regardless of whether or not they fall off and they come back or not. That's me. Depending upon how I'm feeling.
Would you date someone, like, just coming in that's not up to par?
Up to par in what aspect? Like, they don't have a car, or they're working towards a car? Or you talk. I mean, it's what?
Just in general, just they need help.
I mean, if I see that they're trying to do better for themselves, then yeah. But if they're looking for me to hold their hand and guide them the whole damn way, like, hey, I need you to go ahead and drop me off here, and I need you to do this, co-sign this here for me. Nah, I can't do that. I can't. Not fresh off. But if it was someone I had been dealing with, if they've been upfront and honest and keep it 100, then yeah. But if it's something that, you know, 2 weeks into us talking and then all of a sudden you'd be like, oh, yeah, by the way, I got 3 baby mama. Oh, yeah. 2 more weeks later, oh, yeah, by the way, I don't have a bank account. Oh, yeah, by the way, if it keeps, it's something that keeps building, just keep it 100 with me and I'll keep it 100 with you. If you've given me the option on whether or not I want to fuck with you, and that's respect. Now, those motherfuckers that don't want to give me the option, you're done. Like, I ain't got nothing. I have no understanding at that point. If I find out 2 things that you weren't 100% honest with, I'm done. Bump that. Ain't got time for it.
So, okay. So if a person was honest at the gate and mm-hmm. said, these are my shortfalls, but then, mm-hmm. you know, you listen and you're like, okay, those are your shortfalls, but maybe it's just that they're not good with money. Maybe they like to blow money, or maybe they like to live a certain type of life. And that's not easy to come away from. That's not easy to change. Yeah.
I wonder where Bossy is on this phone call. Yeah. I mean, with the whole blowing money situation, I mean, if that's their advice, that's their advice. But then they got to also have a backup on how to come back up with that money, too. Like, if, like for me, my biggest pet peeve is don't waste a lot of money on my daughter's shoes and stuff just because of the fact they're going to dog them out. They're going to dog them out because they're young. They're not going to know how to take care of them. Wait until they get older and then go ahead and invest it. But him, on the other hand, he wants to sit up there and, oh, they got to have these $150 sneakers, and then a week later when they're dogged out, they're not going to hear your mouth. That was your life decision. I just chalk it up like that. He likes to blow money, and I'm one of those that, no, we don't need to do this right now.
Okay.
But it works. He'll come up with it again, so I've learned just to fall back. There's no sense in me freaking screaming and having a fit about it because he's still going to do it that way anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So here's the thing, right? We always come to the conclusion on this show about someone that was not taught, or they don't know any better, or, you know, people that just want love and people that just look for love. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see who this is. Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, how are you? So,
I'm
you
good.
Know,
how you doing today?
I'm awesome. So, we're talking about can you hold your mate down while they're going through hard times? Oh, we got another caller. Hold on here. Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black. Who's calling?
Justinia.
Who?
Okay, did you call in? You have a question, or you just call in to listen in?
Just to listen.
Okay, no problem. So, Anthony, we're talking about can you hold your mate down while they're going through hard times? also, like, can you date somebody, like, that comes to you and they're in a hardship? And so Ms. Boston just, you know, said, you know, basically, yes, she could as long as you're honest up front, or, you know, if they, you know, fall off, they're going to ride, right? That she's going to ride with you and make it happen. And so this goes to a lot of our conversations that we have, and I'm not judging tonight, right? I want to listen, but I'm also going to give you my point of view. So a lot of things that we talk about is like women, they weren't taught growing up how to be women or how to cater to a king or what type of person to, you know, pick out. Like, is this person a king? Is this person worth my time, right? And I get that, and that's why this is a teaching, you know, we have teaching episodes. Okay, so on my point of view, guys, and this is my honest to God truth, if I am with my mate, then I know his work ethic. I know his hustle. If he falls off and runs into hardship, I'm going to be there for him. But there will be a time limit on it. Now, I say that to say growing up, I was able to see all different sides of the world. I have a cousin that when she met her boyfriend, he was like, you know, jumping from job to job. 20 years later, still jumping from job to job, and most of the time he doesn't work, right? So you can get a person and their habits are right there in front of you, and you don't see it, you know, and you don't pay attention to it. So if we're together and you fall off, you know, you got 6 months, I get it, you know, I'll hold the bills down till you get on your feet. But this is not going to be us 6 months in and you fall off. That's what it's not going to be. It will be, you know, over a year, and then if something like that happens, because, you know, people are getting creative, and they will come into a relationship and act like they have this, they have that, they're doing that, and then once they get you comfortable, you know, they come out of their representative shell, and they actually, this is who they are, and they see that you can hold it down, so they will, and they will allow you. And so, some men don't even wait 6 months. Some men 2 weeks. Oh, I got her. Voila, here I am. Granted, you have to be mindful. So the one thing that I am against is enablers. And so we have a lot of grown men that are out here that are living with women because they use the excuse, she gets paid more money than me. But you're a man. Go get two jobs so you can make the same money she makes. You know, go get two jobs so you can make more money than she makes. So men will come up with a lot of excuses on why they are house dads, and that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard, but they call it that. Now, if this guy came to me and said, hey, I don't have a car, I don't have a crib, I have a job, I've been on my job for an extended amount of time, but I'm going through hardship. I'm going to listen, and I'm going to watch this person's behavior. I'm not going to immediately say, you know, screw you, but right now you're already in the percentage of me going forward with you is very small. And so when I watch and I see your behaviors, like, I would know if you're always spending money, if you're not making wise decisions with your money, it's not just happening right now. It's been happening, and therefore that's why you're in the situation that you're in, correct? Crickets. Do you guys feel the same way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like, if a person was good at managing their money and something happened, they'll be right back on their feet, especially if you have a job, right? It's a no-go. Okay, well, you know what? Oh, okay, well, this happened, but this is what I'm used to, so I'm going to bounce right back. A person's spending habits is a big indication of why they're in the situation that they're in. So you think, do you want to take on those issues down the line? Because guess what? When y'all get together and y'all move together, it's going to be these same issues, and odds are you're going to have to chip in a little bit more, you know, for a grown man. It's no such thing as like, okay, you in the same house, you have a car, they don't. But yet they're spending money on, you know, rides or, you know, catching the bus. It's going to come a point where you got an off day or you got to go to work late and they need to go to work and you don't feel like moving. And they're going to feel like you're selfish for not doing that. They're going to want you at some point or another to take them because you're not doing anything, not taking in consideration how tired you are, how hard you work, or none of the above. So what I say is be mindful of the decisions that you make, because this can easily be misconstrued as somebody that's trying to have all of the sense and coming in, as opposed to, okay, you know what, this person is genuinely down in their luck. This is why I say when a man does not have his life together, he should not attempt to date, because you are bringing baggage to someone else's life. Even if you don't ask a woman for a ride, it's a way to subliminally, you know, make her feel some kind of way. You know, well, I'm going to go over here and catch this ride. And then, you know, a woman, she's like, well, you know what, I'm off. I might as well go take them. You know what I'm saying? You go out, you in your feelings, you feeling it out. Now, Anthony, I know you have voiced your opinion about, you know, women being of help, you know, because they want to be of help and, you know, you would take it if they would. But what is your opinion on guys that just rightfully don't have their stuff together, they don't spend their money, but then you got a good girl that's here that's like, okay, well, you know what, I'll help you out, and they take advantage of it?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to throw that one to you just because of how you answered the question before.
Now, I don't agree with a dude strictly using a female. Like, I don't. Like, it's you got to come with. Now, being 100% upfront honest with them, that's how it goes. Like, I myself have my own baggage. And I tell a female, whether I'm talking to them as a friend or a potential girlfriend or something else, like, I let them know, hey, I got a shitload of baggage. Like, and if you're not willing to accept that or cannot handle that on top of whatever baggage you got and I can't handle your baggage, we really don't even need to try and have a relationship. Like, that's how I'm upfront like that. And the female that I'm dating right now is also cool with that. And she motivates me and helps me in any way she can.
Right.
And so that, as long as that is understood at the beginning, there should be no excuse further on down the line. Now, if a dude is just strictly using a female and getting everything he can from her and not putting nothing in, like, first off, she's a dummy who hasn't noticed it and left yet. But he's also a pussy because he can't handle his own and stand on his own 10 like a man.
So,
I mean, that's just my... That's,
but what if... Okay, so hypothetically speaking, this guy makes his own money. Okay, so for... Okay, if a chick tells you that she has been on her job for 5 years, but she don't have nothing to show for her, what is your take on that? Like, granted, you know, she's going to have an excuse of why, you know, whatever it's going to be, but what is your take on that when a person can say, hey, I've been on my job for 5 years, but they don't have anything to show for it?
I'm gonna ask them, like, what the hell have you been doing in the past? Depending on their answer, whatever. See, if I can accept it and try and help, then yeah, go ahead. Now, I've dated females where they've been on their job like 3-4 years and don't have nothing, and I come in their life and, I come in their life and in the first 2-3 weeks, they're seeing a difference in their house. Like, neither the stuff that they're getting now, or the fact that it's like they're maintaining more better or whatever. But that's just knowing what you want. Like if you can help her, if you can't be used, you're useless. If I can't help you and you can't help me, and we can't build something together, whether it's a friendship or a relationship, we don't need to be conversating. If we can't become business partners, if we can't get this money together, we don't need to be talking. Like, honestly,
hold on. Hold that thought.
What's the point?
Real talk with the new Miss Lovely back. We have one caller who's on the line.
This is Bossy.
Hey, Bossy. Sleepy, Bossy. I've added you in, so chime in when you want. Okay, Anthony. I get that, right? So, just say, I'm going to tell you guys a real-life situation, right? And, like, I mean, I'm going to have to call it play-by-play so you guys can get the gist of what I'm saying, right? There's this individual, and the individual, just say, may be down bad on their luck. But they have been on their job for over 10 years. And then when you say, okay, why are you down on your luck? The individual says, my previous relationship, my mate didn't work. And they wouldn't get a job. Me, I feel like that's on you. Because if you allow somebody to go for X, Y, and Z years and not get a job, and you know that you can't handle it financially, then that's dummy you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that's an excuse because that doesn't sound right to me. Secondly, you've been on your job for over 10 years and you don't have anything to show for it. You're supposed to be stacking money. Then said person tells me, okay, I make X, Y, and Z amount of money a day. Just say, let's just throw a number out there. Just say this person says I make $150 a day, right? And then they say, okay, well, I'm about to get my place, but I had to stop from getting a car because I got to go get my place. But you already live with somebody else, so what have you been doing with your money while you've been living with them and your bills are minor, right? So then it goes to the – huh?
Partying.
Right. Then it goes to the fact, like, okay, you should be well on your way. If you make $150 a day and your bills where you are, you know, bare minimum, let's just say $300 a week, and you making $150 a day, and sometimes you work in, you know, 7 days a week, most six, you know, the minimum five, right? Why do you not have the money to get a car and a place, because you should be saving your money, right? So, no, that's not been happening. And then they say, well, I need to get an extra income. Well, if you're making $150 a day, how is it that you need to get an extra income because you make the money to pay your bills and put money aside? So something about the story, you know, don't add up, right? Like, maybe you're not making what you say. And $150 is lesser than what I said that they said that it made. I'm using an example. I'm going with the smallest number for it to make sense. So that means that you're not making either, A, the money that you said you're making, or B, you know, you're not spending your money wisely, right? So that goes on to say, as a woman, you see these signs. You listen to the story. You see the story doesn't add up, and you make that conscious decision to say, okay, you know what? The story's not adding up. So am I going to go for it or am I going to stay? Most women, they look past that and say, okay, I'm going to go for it. So when you go for it to say, all right, I'm going to be here for you, and you take on this person's situation, because no matter how much they say you don't have to help, you will be helping at one point or another with that person being around you, with that person being in your space. Because why? It's things that you can't really do because you're going to be mindful that this person needs to save money. Y'all going to really be chilling in the house. You know, you're going to be cooking because you want to be considerate as a woman. Granted, with that being said, you see that this person is not good with money from the gate. Hence, you've been on your job for all of this time and you don't have nothing at this point. So whose fault is it if the woman goes forward to be in a relationship with this person and he continues to not be good at spending money? Even though he was upfront at the beginning, he told his story, but the story does not add up or make sense that he is good with his finances. Whose fault is it then?
Now, now it becomes she's an idiot for staying.
Can't necessarily say that because it might be what their tolerance level is, how much they're vibing with that person. But it does fall down on her and how much is she going to tolerate with the same situation over and over and over again.
But if she if she's in a relationship with this guy, then that means that odds are eventually he's going to move in, and then odds are eventually you're going to see the issues, but he's just going to get more creative with the lies. You see where I'm going here? He's going to get more creative with the lies on why he don't have, oh, it was slow today. That's always a lie. You know, I didn't make the same money today. Yeah, I don't know why it's so slow, when actually you never was making the money that you said you was, or it was just that you're not good at spending the money. You are making this money, but you're taking the money doing other things that you could be doing, you know, with the money. So you're not spending, you're not making conscious decisions with your money. So you can go, what if he tells her, hey, listen, I'm going to start making conscious decisions with my money going forward. Is she crazy for believing in him that he's going to make conscious decisions, even though he doesn't? But just say, okay, you know what? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Nobody? I say she is. I think that we have to pay attention to what people say and how they do. So it's okay if you're in a relationship with somebody, you've been with them well over a year, they fall off, you know their work ethic, you know that they pay their bills. Things happen. I'm 100% for that woman being there riding for that man because he has been there for you well over a year. But when you come into a situation, as women, you know, as men, you're supposed to be the provider. But men more than not come into situations with a bunch of baggage, and they have some good wood, and, you know, the women get stuck because the wood be good, and they got all this baggage, and you know it, you hear it, you see it. But she's just like, you know what, let me give him the benefit of the doubt. Everybody on this phone pretty much said that they would give the benefit of the doubt. It's a bossy. He just got on. But everybody said, you know what, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. And that's how you get stuck in these situations. Did we see the lesson here?
Yeah.
What was the lesson?
All right. yeah, damn.
To not overlook something that you see right in your face.
Don't take on too much you can't handle.
You never know if you can handle it or not. You know, God's not going to put nothing on you that you can't handle, but as Ms. Boston just said, don't overlook it. You know, you say all the time, if a person is upfront, that's a lesson for you. A person can be upfront, but still sugarcoat the whole situation. And yet, if you're not paying attention, you will be covered in sugar, looking like shit, because you missed the whole message. You missed the whole message God done sent you, like, don't do it, run. You know, like, he done said everything to you, but you're like, no, I'm going to get him the benefit of the doubt. And then a year later, 6 months later, you're mad. Like, you know what? This didn't even work. But so many women are single. We look for that companionship. So however it may come, and whenever someone shows interest in us, generally, I'm guilty of it. Not whenever anybody shows interest. Y'all know me. But when someone shows interest that we're interested in, we go down that path to say, oh, okay, well, let me see what this is about, because we want that companionship. But that companionship, you got to learn to love yourself. And so if you're used to being by yourself, you're not going to make those sporadic decisions. You ain't going to just jump up and say, you know what, let me just try this, even though I hear it's not right. It looks good, so let me try. Let me give you the benefit of the doubt. People think that they can change people far too often. And guess what? It has to be in that person. You're not going to tell me that I've been on the same job all this time and I don't have nothing to show for it. I ain't put no money aside. There's an issue. Because you should get raises, being that you've been on your job for so long, so you're making more money. That means that you're not spending money. I'm just saying.
Wait,
and then
wait,
you throw
wait,
sex
you
in
already it. Know not all Miss Lovely. You know not all raises are freaking $2-3 fucking dollars. Some companies only give 25 cents.
But this person is getting substantial raises because of the line of work. But even still, you know what I'm saying? That adds up. Even if that's a dollar. You know, $1.25. It adds up. It makes sense. When you out here living a life that, like, you once was living and you see it's not working, you should automatically cut back and change some things up because it's not working for you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a hustler would. A person that's really trying to go in the right direction would. But if you just don't care and you just accustomed to living your life, you're going to do it. Now, hence, that's what a woman's job is to do. With a man, when he's not on track, to help him get on track. But you have to pay attention to the things that they're saying and what they're doing and how they're doing it. I'm not hard up for companionship. I would sit back and be like, no, that don't look right, that don't sound right. And I don't try to judge people, you know. That's why, you know, I'll entertain somebody that has lesser than me. I'm not that type of person. But I want to see that you're making moves. You got people that work at McDonald's. This little boy that go out to my son's school, he's in high school. The man is like in, what, the 11th or 12th grade. He been working at McDonald's since the 9th grade. The man just went and brought him a Challenger cash. So if this man can do it and he's still a teenager, you know, of course he lives with his parents, but he was able to make a conscious decision to do that. That means he saved his money, right?
Correct.
If he can do it,
yeah.
Why are you telling me grown folks can't do it?
Depends on how bad they want it. Some people don't know how to go without in order to achieve what they actually want in the long term.
Yeah,
right.
Back.
Okay. They don't know how to scale back. You could sit up here and say, hey, I want to go on vacation, I don't know, to Brazil in 2 years from now. But if you're not making these changes right now to make sure that happens, and you wait until 6 months right before you're going to go, 9 times out of 10, it ain't going to happen if you're waiting within that time frame of that six months that you're about to head out. But if you actually say, okay, I'm definitely going to go, this is how much I'm going to put to the side, I'm going to scale back on how much I'm eating out, I'm going to scale back on my dry cleaning, I'm going to scale back on freaking buying these name brand shoes, then you'll be more successful. But a lot of people don't know how to go without what they are accustomed to, their whole routine. They're used to going out and constantly eating. I want to go eat here and I want to go eat there. But it's all about a matter of self-control. Are you willing to have control of your life in order for you to achieve what you're trying to achieve? Or are you still going to go out there and splurge and be like, damn, shit, I really wish that could have happened. When it could have happened, when you said it 2 years prior.
Yeah.
Right. I agree. I just like finding nice concepts to be able to bring to the light of how people look when they take on these challenges that, when they take on these challenges that don't make any sense. Sometimes people are willing to get out and make it happen, but you will see that in the first 30 days. If a person really wants to make something change in their life, you'll see it in the first 30 days. But that just means that in the first 30 days, you should not be moving in with this person. You should not do anything that's too much that's going to make you want to be around that person, or that's going to make that bond too strong that you can't pull away from that person. I mean, like, some people come and say, okay, you know what, let me get a job. Let me help out. You know, I got this job, I make $10 an hour. So I can't give you everything, but I can at least give you half on the rent. Is that okay? You know what I'm saying? Even that gesture, you know, it's awesome. But, you know, if a person goes out of their way to make you feel like they go out of their way to say, hey, I'm going to keep it real with you. This is my situation. But then they also go out of their way to fabricate the other parts of the story, then you have to pay attention. Like, this person has an agenda. And that's the word for the night, agenda. Most of the time, people have agendas. And you just got to know that. You can't tell me that you don't like eating, you know, box pizza because you hate pizza, but then I got pizza in a bag, and you're like, oh, I'm okay with eating it. It's not in a box, so I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that you don't like one thing that's the same thing that is over here. So I'm just saying. And then when you guys throw sex in it, oh, my God, let me tell you something. Broke men have the best sex. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Not tied, not because they're not tied.
Because they're not what? You said they're not tired? You stupid.
Listen, they ain't got no asshole, only dicks. They got some mandingo penises, and they got the best sex. And they can give it to you like you want it. The one thing you can count on from a man that ain't got his life together is some great sex. That's the one thing you can count on. I can assure you that. That's why I'm like, oh, yeah, you ain't got it together. I don't want none of that. Nope.
Yeah, but what about those ones that do, they got their stuff together and the sex is whack? It's like a catch-22 situation that you're in.
Yeah. You're
right. Are you laughing? It is. It is a serious catch-22. We'll go back to the conversation I was really heated about last. Was that last week? That dude has his life together. He really does have his life together, but 2 minutes don't work for me. Then what the fuck does that have? What do you do? Tell him to buy, and I need you to buy me a toy and make sure you stand there and take handle business. Like, what do you do?
No, like,
with the boat
now, see, that's a solvable problem. If you was to say,
I'll talk to you on a personal level
together.
On that note.
What?
I said, I will talk to you on that on a personal level. It is not a solvable issue.
Listen, I'm going to tell you now. It is. Trust me. Okay, if you was to say he had his stuff together, but he had a asshole-only dick, that's not solvable. If you was to say, you know, he pissing on his balls, that's not solvable. But 2 minutes, they have all kind of enhancements that are natural that he can take to go longer than 2 minutes. They got oils that he can put on his penis, and I think it's called Rock Hard or something like that. And you can put, he can put that thing on there, and like maybe the first one, maybe like 3 minutes, but after that, man, listen here, you can't pay him to go down. So that's a solvable problem. You need to go to the sex store more, honey. I live in that mug. There's all kind of stuff that they can have that's natural. You know, you just put it on there, and it's not bad on the vagina. And, you know, I mean, you put the little oil on there. And you know who have the best products like that, like Stay Hard and all that stuff? Jamaicans. Go to the Jamaican store and ask them, you know, what can I use? Like, or if you got an older Jamaican friend or something, they got all kind of stuff that keep your rock hard, man. You'll be like, all right, look, I lied. Give me the 2 minutes back. Like, seriously, that happened to me. And so, you know, I was dating this guy. He was awesome. You know, he was everything. You know, every weekend we balled out, but he was 2 minutes. And he's like, man, it's just you and shit too good. I can't go. And I'm like, look, man, I mean, it's been a whole year now. Come on. And he went and talked to his neighbor. And his
neighbor
gave him this little tube. Yeah, I mean, we had been together for a while. His neighbor gave him this tool. What I used to do, but prior to then, I just used to make him, you know, you got to get up. You got to give me 2-3 rounds. And, you know, and it takes toll on us because when we start getting those 2 minutes, believe it or not, we want more. But guess what? We become accustomed because when we get somebody that take us up through that, we're going to be like, wait a minute, I ain't used to this. Because I actually had done got used to the little 2-3 minutes, for real. And to my ex, like that guy, that used to take me up through that. I'm like, he got me back used to going extended rounds. But he went and talked to his neighbor. The neighbor was Jamaican. And so the neighbor gave him some some stuff in a bottle. And he said, I got this right here for you. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. And so he, you know, put it on there, and he went like 3 minutes. He was like, oh, man. Oh, man. He sat back. He smoked a little bit. He told me, but I'm ready for you now. I'm ready. And I'm like, child, whatever, come on. When I tell you that man took me all up through there, he ain't even catch a second. When I was like, wait, time out. Look, forget this. I'm done. You know, like, I tapped out. That he was so proud of himself for making me tap out for the first time in over a year that he just boasted about that all week long. And I was like, yeah, I end up hiding the bottle, but I digress. But there's, like, you know, there's stuff.
You want to bring him back down to reality without this super bottle. You just 2 minutes.
There's stuff that will get you past that point. I'm just saying, I hit it. I was like, hold on now. He getting a little out of control. Shit. I was complaining about 2, but shit, I ain't want 40 every time. You know, shoot, I can't take all that, you know. So you have to be careful what you ask for. I think we have to be mindful. I was telling somebody that tonight, you know, we have to be mindful of our situations because we could actually be in a blessed situation but just, you know, don't like it for one reason or another, honey, because it can be that they have, like, the henny dick, you know, and run through you every single time. And it's like, whew, what am I going to do? How do I do it? So that's why. Long as it fit, right? But, you know, like the longer you sleep with somebody, the more that you
you get accustomed
take
to
their size. So,
uh-huh.
Rather it's small or big or whatever. So, you know, that's not really an option either. But also you have swinging, you know, not to go back there, but, you know, you have to be open to it. Now, the thing about swinging is that you guys should look together. Because you may never know what it is that he may want. He may want something completely different than what you think he want. And then, you know, y'all women, y'all be doing some subliminal stuff. Like, y'all go get the dude that you want and then get the ugly girl. You know what I'm saying? And you be like, your dude be like, man, I don't want her. She ugly. You're like, ah, you ain't trying to cooperate. But she's ugly. So, you know, you go together and look. And if you guys are into an open, you know, a situation where, you know, you guys will swing together and you put your own self rules in place, that's always an option too. Crickets, again.
So pretty much listening to both sides of the partners. Nah, I'm going to entertain this right real quick. Listening to both sides of the partners. You need to know what he likes and you need to know what she likes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes, you know, you have that one person that sit up there and say, yeah, they're interested in it. And then you're like, okay, then everybody needs to both be looking. And then, no, you figure it out. You find that person.
Well,
then
because, okay, so here's the catch 22 to that. The woman is supposed to always find the woman. Yeah.
How you
that's
supposed
how that
to?
Goes. Yeah. But
the woman's supposed to always find
the
woman.
So, okay, it's like this. It's a resolvable issue. A, y'all can go out together. Y'all can, you know, peek and, you know, how about that one? How about that one? If he co-signs, then you go and obtain her. You know what I'm saying? Women talk to women. That's how that works. And then the woman talks to her mate. That's how that whole situation works. If anybody was interested, I just gave you the key. Women talk to women, and then the women talk to their partners. So, some women will pick ugly girls and then the partner don't like them, and then they never get to it. You got some men that really don't want their woman to be with another man, and you got some men that will say, yeah, I'll do it, but for the sake that he don't want his woman to be with another man, he will procrastinate. Then you have some men that are just selfish, and they're like, okay, we can have threesomes, but we can't do full couple swap. I've definitely been in situations like that. And all of them, like, you know, we can bring women in, but we can't bring men in. And then for a woman that really wants to explore her sexuality, you know, especially with somebody, you know, like down bad or whatever, but you know, in general, if a woman wants to explore her sexuality and say, well, you know, I want to deal with, you know, men as well, that's something that they have to talk about. So if they can't come to the agreement, because in all fairness, he can be one of those men that just can't take seeing the person that he loves being pounded by somebody else. That is something that's there, you know. And I do have a story about that. Like my good friend, you know, we went on a couple of dates. I didn't think it was nothing, you know. Because he was dating other people. And, you know, we went to a party, and, you know, I'm chilling, and he got all up in arms because I was chilling with somebody else. And so, you know, that was just one of the things, like, some people just really can't, if they like you a lot or something like that, they can't, especially if they love you, they can't see that happening. So then you guys need to talk about hall passes. And if that is the case, then you have to kind of work with it. But if she is more insistent on, how the hell did we get on swingers? If she is more insistent on, you know, playing together, then that's just a conversation that you guys have to have. You get it?
Got it.
Anthony, like, I don't even have those problems. My
thank you. As long as you know
nobody.
That, that's exactly all I'm over here saying. Like, hey, I ain't sitting even sitting here lying. Ain't no dude entering the bedroom. But, yo, man, I don't give a damn. Like, ain't no dude entering the bedroom. Nigga, I'm not going to be in the room with you with your dick and balls out, and you ain't going to be in the room with me with mine's out. Like, yo, I don't know if you looking at my ass. I don't know what's going through your head. Nah, I'm good. So, no, and I don't swing that way.
What if
so,
he accidentally,
no,
by mistake, on purpose, caress you?
Who?
What if he accidentally, on purpose, by mistake,
See, in order for there to be that type of accident, meaning...
Purposely by mistake.
No, first off, in order for there to be that type of accident was... is in meaning that he was actually in the room with me, and that would never fucking happen. So I ain't got to worry about that. Accidentally shit happening. So, no. Oh, it's the accident partner. Nah, hell nah. You might as well go ahead and put your boots on. Fuck that. But, I mean, I done had the female on female action. Like, I talk about that in my music. That should be real life to me. It don't bother. I mean, like, I come with warnings. Like, yo, I gotta. Yeah, I come with warnings, son. Like.
So you'll never be that person that's springing nothing on anybody, because you always saying, "Look, I'm telling you up front, this is how this goes."
Yeah, it's always.
You know,
what's understood don't need to be explained after that, too, because if you understood everything I said from the beginning of it when we first started talking and got together, please don't make me have to reiterate it later down. I don't like repeating myself.
You
already know what
I
come with. Everything I come with, you know what it is, so don't act all surprised if I tell you, all right, well, shit, these people done said X, Y, and Z. Oh, man, that sucked. No, I don't like that. Well, shit, you don't like it. I don't like it either, but I got to deal with it. Well, I don't think we're going to work. Well, bitch, why'd you waste your time and my time? Like, then you go out, then she go out and do whatever she feels like doing and then think she can come back.
Right. Y'all men, oh my God. So we got to put up with, you know, men and their agendas, but y'all men, y'all are the worst when it comes to that. Like a woman, y'all break up too many times that I don't know what she doing, why she out there. Lo and behold, oh my God, don't let her say she sucked nobody's penis. All the world about the end, she done sucked somebody's penis. Bitch, you can't never come back. You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. Like, you know, that's the one thing. I don't care if we on hiatus, we on break or whatever. Until I know, you know, and when you separate somebody, you should give that at least 30 days, 30 to 60 days to make sure that y'all not coming back. And I say 60 days because the 60-day mark, you know, men have that pride. Men, you know, have those egos, and, you know, sometimes they can go a little longer, but, you know, whatever the case may be, you guys end up back together. Within 60 days, you should not give anybody, you know, oral sex or anything like that. Because that's something men go crazy about that. I don't know why men go so crazy about their girl putting penis in their mouth, like they can go and eat somebody coochie like the night before, and they just freaking lose their mind.
No, hell no, because you shouldn't. First of all, you shouldn't be eating everything.
Right. Shouldn't be. Was the key.
Yeah, all right. Well, because you got some dudes out here that don't care what they eat. They can,
right.
Yeah.
And will stick their penis in something without a cap on fast. Just be like, here you go.
Happening.
You deserve it.
Nope. Not happening. They be up there thinking a pussy with a piercing is a fish on a hook.
A what? I'm sorry. I zoned out for a little bit. I had to do something real quick. And so I missed all this. So help me understand that I just walked into that, like, for real. No, nobody wants to elaborate. I'll find out.
A pussy with a piercing is a fish on the hook.
You stupid. I can't wait. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so. The thing is, that's one thing, people. You can't trust anybody. I don't care if it's somebody that you've been, like, pay attention to the signs. And I can't say that enough. You know if he's sleeping around. You know, whatever. You can't trust him to make the decisions to sleep with clean people or whatever. If he's sleeping around, just don't do it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, if y'all not open like that and, you know that he going to use a condom, then, you know, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I got 100 condoms in my drawer right now. And so that should definitely last me for some time now. But I'm going to definitely be 100% on point, like all different kinds, lifestyles, magnums, you know, whatever I need. So you can't wear these, you can wear these. But you have to not pay attention to what anybody else is saying. You have to be safe. But give yourself those 60 days, because if you plan on going back home and they get back to your dude, you did all this extra stuff, man, listen, you ain't going back home. I don't know why men like that, but they just are. I didn't get like that till older. I ain't even going to lie. But once I got older, I'm like, well, you know, let me just wait and see, you know, what's going to happen. Because you would want the same thing. You know, you don't want to separate from somebody and then 2 weeks later you see them with somebody else. That's childish. You know, that's like something you do when you're in your 20s, not when you're in your late 30s and 40s. You know, you don't do stuff like that. But, you know, I digress. That's a whole other situation. But y'all men, y'all take this sex thing with somebody else a little too far. Have fun. And when you take the restraints of having fun off, then you won't have the pressure of cheating, so to speak. But you can give a person all the opportunity in the world to be upfront and honest with you, and they still gonna lie.
Yeah.
Hey, we can do this together. We can do that together. They still gonna lie. Until they get caught.
And then they don't lie then.
Yeah, or they don't want
to
talk.
To lie. Oh, okay.
I don't even want to talk about it. You know what? Fuck it. It's over. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll go into one of those tirades. Like, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, wait a minute. Bitch, you just, dude, did you just cheat and get caught red-handed and then beat me mad?
Okay.
I know. It happened. I can assure you it happens. And so, you know, that's the life that we live in, man. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot out here in this day to where, and like, old school. I want some old school situations. Like, you know, the man that I marry, he's going to definitely have an old school train of thought with a little bit of new school. Because, I mean, I don't want to be with no boring man. Okay.
Yeah, you far from boring. You can't be with no boring person.
I'm very boring.
What, just because you want to sit down and watch a movie makes you boring and eat a bag of popcorn? That ain't boring. That's fun.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, yeah, because you got awfully quiet just then, Miss Lovely. What, I mean... Define what you think is boring. Let me ask that.
I go to work and come home. Like, I don't really get out much. I don't do much, you know.
No, that's being responsible. You're taking care of your kids and your home first before you're out there entertaining foolishness out there. That's not being boring. That's being a grown-ass woman.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. That's, so there's nothing boring about that one.
Oh.
I'd rather have my. I wish a female I was talking to a date and would be like, all right, she get off of work and come home, take a shower. She got kids at the house, or we got kids, whatever. And then she thinks she going, bitch, where you going? I'm going out.
Going
to
hell out. What you talking about?
There's a lot of them out there that do that, too.
Yeah, hell yeah. Nah, partner, who? Not me. You're not just going to go, nah, hold on. Yo, no.
But if those kids, what if it is a prior engagement and those kids already have a sitter?
That's fine. Yeah, that you know, it's not the prior engagements that I'm talking about. I'm talking about somebody who just, all right, well, they get off of work and they just go out. Prior engagements mean I done already know that you're doing this. Like,
yeah,
you already know
plan.
That.
You get off
yeah,
work
and I know bare the moment, all right, well, I got off of work and I'm going to go out and have some drink.
But sometimes it could be something that was last minute that you were invited to. But I feel as though as long as the children taken care of and you made proper arrangements for your children, then it's okay.
I'm not saying that you sit up here and go out
every single day, but if it's a female that you've been with and you know that they don't do this like that, and it's just like once in a very, very blue moon, then there shouldn't be a damn issue.
Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah. I understand
that's not
that. You're right.
Okay.
But when you're doing it every day,
That's an issue. And I can't be with you.
If you're quick to jump out that door and not take care of your kids, the only time you see your kids is first thing in the morning when you're rushing them off to school, but you're not there when they get home, yeah, that is a damn problem. That is a problem. But if it's somebody that just does it every once in a blue moon or maybe once a year, oh, by the way, my coworkers invited me out. Don't worry, I already called the sitters. Then it shouldn't be an issue.
No.
No, there ain't no issue.
Well, yeah, I don't get to do that. I don't know. I feel like it's wasting money. But
I don't either.
I like to have fun. And I'm one of those people, like, I can create fun around the house. Because I'll put the kids to sleep and be like, let's go in the backyard and hunch. You know, I'm one of those people that'll be like, let's back the car up in the driveway and, you know, have sex in the back seat. Like, you know, it's a lot of things that you could do and not spend money, you know, and you know, kind of get home. But you have to be willing to do the things that I want to do, or even open and suggest things, you know, right along with me. I can't really be with a boring individual that's not open to having fun. And I just want, you know, we need to be able to do everything together because, you know, I'm a homebody, so I'm going to be home. And, you know, if we're together, then odds are we're going to be in the same household.
I mean, yeah, be creative with it. Do drunken twister when those kids go to sleep. But I'd rather be home, too. You save money being home, and you can, in fact, be creative at home and not waste money. Because you sit there and what? A really good night out in Atlanta runs probably about $300 for a couple. And for what? When that could have been used for something else, for a week-long vacation versus just one night of 4 hours of fun, quote-unquote.
But if he ain't got no job, then that's going to be $300 out of her pocket, and then that just really...
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. But, mm-hmm. Yeah. Get creative and create your own freaking club in your own damn room and shit. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That ass serious. You want me to be bartender tonight? You put the line up. Three bottles right there. Which shot do you want, and where do you want to take it from? I mean, yeah.
Talk about, you got some Smirnoff,
yep.
Captain Morgan, and some Jose Cuervo.
Cuervo. Mm-hmm. We gonna turn
you ain't got
DJ
no job,
booth
you
on.
Not get Top Chef liquor.
Nope. Oh, <damn. laughs> Wait, you were nice because you said Cuervo, man. You didn't even hit the bottom. What about Mr. Boston? Well, I mean, what? MD 2020. That's what you get a shot of, okay?
Right,
Irish Rose. I mean, yeah. You ain't up there. Mm-mm. Mess around. You're going to be getting one of a shot. You're going to be getting a shot out of those little plastic, those little plastic cups for when you brush your teeth and then you use the cup to rinse your mouth.
Yeah,
you're so
stupid.
What they'll be getting a shot with. Mm-hmm. Can't get
no
real glass because you ain't got no
shot
job.
Bottles that cost a dollar that be in the counter list, though. You ain't got no job. Listen, here.
Nope.
Go on and drink this and
no
get
job.
Your little buzz on it. Go on and go to bed now.
Yep, go to bed.
Talk to you like
I'll
kid.
I'll throw
you
a bubble bath with some
Ajax. You not have a job.
You want to act childish? Yeah, go sit your ass in the corner on a motherfucking timeout. I need you to think about
Since
your
you
life.
You can't
decision.
Handle your priorities, then you go act like a child. Mm-hmm. Just go on and get these three little bottles here. If you take them all at one time, you'll get a good buzz.
Buzz. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Since you want to be childish.
Right. Oh, God.
But definitely. Yeah, so I mean, be open, man. Like the things that we go through when trying to find somebody to be with is just far too crazy to have somebody good and not really want to deal with the minute things, you know what I'm saying, that come along with it. So you got somebody, you know, hold on, you know, it's not that bad because you can have somebody that don't have their stuff together and have the best, goodest, X, Y, and Z. But guess what? You're bringing on more baggage. As Anthony said, you're bringing on the baggage. You know, you're bringing on their baggage, right along with your baggage, just to get 15 minutes of sex when you could have just got you, you know, four rounds in a 2 minutes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you can go get you some oils. I think this time the lesson that I'm learning is appreciation. Appreciate what you have and find the good in what you have. So, therefore, you won't dwell on the negative. Because
mm-hmm.
you can't get one of these men here, honey, that that's always on they dick. And have a job, you know, like that's, I don't know how that happens, but, you know. So, you know, be mindful. Go with your mate. Y'all pick out some women together, you know. Let them pick her out like a rose, a kid in the candy store, and you go get her. She may look better than you, you know, but it doesn't matter. You just go get a man with a bigger dick than his.
Oh.
Well, damn.
You know, everybody should make sure they're happy. What?
That's a real truth right there. Thanks. Real words of wisdom. Thank you very much.
Right, like men want certain things that, you know, they wouldn't necessarily have all the time. But one thing about it, boy, look here. You get you a man with a bigger penis than him, that will humble him very fast. I can assure you. Who laughing? Who is that?
I think that's Boston.
Bossy,
I think he over there crying.
You've been quiet tonight. Yep. What do you got to say, Bossy?
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just listening.
Tell me what's on your mind. Why are you laughing?
I mean, I guess that is what it is. The man want a big booty, big titties, pretty face. And this girl ain't got that damn shit. Then she got the right to do what she want to do. If she want to do with a bigger dick, then shit. As long as everybody's happy.
Right.
I guess.
Right.
You said, I guess. How are you going to spit all that and say, I guess, afterwards?
What do you want me to say? I mean, shit. As long as everybody's happy. If I'm happy and satisfied, then you should be happy and satisfied. If a big dick makes you happy and makes you satisfied, then so be it. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But so does looks make you happy and satisfied via sex?
I mean,
I can see a big penis making somebody satisfied because it's the feeling. But the looks of a person, pretty face, big titties, big butt, that's just the looks of a person. I want to know, like, I guess that's why people, I want to know, like, what's the significance of that?
I can't necessarily say a big dick is going to satisfy somebody because you can't say that.
The significance of a person wanting a big penis because that can, you know, that can satisfy them. They're going to hit spots. But, you know, I mean, physical characteristics is just self-gratification. Is that what it is?
No, it's more like a personal preference type of thing.
Oh.
I mean, if you know your type is somebody that has a big ass and big tits, then that's your type. You're not gonna bow down for somebody that has no ass at all, just because.
Oh yes, they will. That men? Are you kidding me? Listen, you have so many men that are with slim women, but they love a BBW to death, but they will be out with a slim woman. But goddamn, at home they got them a juicy BBW. Come on, girl, stop.
That's because they're up there faking. They can't. I mean, it's just like the whole, you know, you got closet gay people and stuff. They're so concerned about what society, how society looks at them, that it's better. They feel as though, okay, if they see me out here on the streets with a thin lady, then it's more acceptable than a BBW. You see what I'm saying? That's their own hiccup. That's something they got to work through.
Because BBW is winning, honey.
I know.
That
but
warm
I'm just
cream
saying, but
is
if it's,
winning. They started to discover that the thicker the chick is, the warmer the monkey is. Kitty girls got cold coochie.
See? But see, if you're attracted to people that have a big ass because you like the way that it bounces, there's no way that you're going to go ahead and just go ahead and conform and be with a female that has no ass at all because you're accustomed to slapping a big girl's ass. You see what I'm saying? You can't go from slapping a big girl's ass to fucking hitting fucking cardboard. That doesn't work.
It does work, though. They do it all the time.
How?
So a man, trust me, I mean, I come from the industry. Like, I come from seeing this. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, vagina's vagina. You know, like, it doesn't matter what, you know, so men have their preferences.
You are absolutely correct. But at the same time, you got some men that like to do women from the back and just like to watch their ass. Right. Many men that like big booties. Me personally, I like.
But you can have
booties.
A slim thick with a big booty. You know what I'm saying? Like not as big as a BBW booty,
gonna,
but her little booty
gonna
go.
It ain't gonna bounce like that big booty girl. It ain't gonna bounce like that.
No, it ain't.
It ain't soft like that.
It ain't. So if that's what they're attracted to, then that's what's gonna get them to their point or whatever. So you cannot go from a fucking apple bottom down to a motherfucking wall. Because you're going to be pissed. Granted, it is a hole for you to stick it in, but you're going to be pissed because you're not going to be able to slap that chick with the wall ass because you're going to leave a bruise on her and it ain't going to jiggle. It's just going to stay right there.
And then when you slap her ass, the skinny girl, she's talking about, ooh, that hurt. What? It hurt.
Yeah, I say, ooh, that hurt sometimes because sometimes people lose their dang on mind.
Well, it all depends on how you slap her ass.
I had a motherfucker go back to Mississippi and just run and pow. I'm like, bitch, you was gone for 8 hours. And now you
exactly.
came back and slapped my booty off. Like, you know,
yeah,
I mean,
that.
Some people go crazy about it when they in the
what
mix.
What you think he gonna do?
Huh?
Now you do a skinny girl like that. What do you think gonna have to do? He gonna break a butt cheek or something.
I mean, but it boils down to your personal preference.
Exactly.
What
right.
is it that helps you? I mean, what turns you on? So, I mean, it could be somebody that has a banging ass and she looks like a freaking a monkey in her face, but you figure if you're hitting it from behind, that's all that's important. Because you can see that
no,
ass.
No, now that's more... That's more, well, you know, because men, I see men
yeah.
messing with ugly chicks all the time just because she got a body.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Face don't even matter, man. Men put an ugly girl in the heartbeat, child, that shit.
I mean, and they put so much makeup on and cake it all on that.
No, I know
yeah.
a girl that she put on makeup and she's still ugly. So, I don't know.
Oh, damn.
Like,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you she's in a relationship, right? She's in a relationship, right?
She keep one because she paid for dues.
Oh.
No,
shoot. Okay.
She, you know, I mean, you got women, some women that'll never be out of a relationship. They go from one to the next. All right, whatever, all right, whatever, all right, or whatever.
But then you're not
they
giving yourself
time to
heal and figure out what's correct. And figure
right.
out exactly what it is that they want. And that's just a bad vicious cycle. Pray that person does not have any girls because that's not a good example for your girls to constantly see a rotation of a different man you're involved with.
Yeah, so you're absolutely correct. But the moral of the story is you guys go together so you guys can pick out what you guys like. You know what I'm saying? You don't have one person that's saying, okay, he might like this, you know, or he might like that, or, you know, whatever the case may be, you guys go together so y'all can look and, you know, go through them. But both parties have to be open to doing it. You know, one party can't be like, man, whatever you put together, and then you put something together and be like, nah, I don't like that. Like, okay, so what you want me to do here? Are you, you don't want to come, you don't want to do it. That sounds like a person that just doesn't want to do it. And then you have
mm-hmm.
to be open to that. And if they just don't want to do it, then you got to just get your little hall passes. Do your own thing.
But let me ask you something. For someone who is trying to get into that type of a world or whatever, is it best to do it with a couple or is it best just to bring in one additional person?
Well, it just all depends on how the person is. Like, you don't want, okay, you have a lot of men that are selfish. And they say, no, you know, you can only bring in one other person. You can only bring in a chick. You can't bring in a male. Then you have some that's like, okay, well, you know, you can bring in a male. I don't want a female. You all I need. You know, and that's very foreign for you, and that's normally on the Caucasian side. But, you know, the thing is, if the woman wants to experience a male, and, you know, she can say, okay, I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to get him a female. But if he's not into it at all, he's going to slow up the process. So the bottom line is I would tell a person not to make themselves miserable trying to make someone else happy. If you want to experience, you know, another man, then, you know, open up to you know, what you want to do. Don't be closed-minded, because, you know, you're going to just have that resentment in the back of your head. And, you know, if you get to that point, we're all grown. It's just sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one person may not have everything that we like. And so as long as there's honest communication and you're saying, like, hey, you know what, I do want to explore, you know, other people for this reason. Or, you know, I just want to, you know, swing, or, you know, I want to have an open relationship. However you word it, that is beneficial for you and your mate, or, you know, do it. But always be honest and never lie. And always be safe.
Surprise, Ant don't have no freaking input with all his damn fucking orgies he be partaking in.
Yeah,
Ant orgies are all women.
Huh?
Are they?
I said orgies are all women.
Ain't no dude. Nope, not happening.
Why?
I'm good.
Why?
I'm good with my sexuality, but I'm not. I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on in your head as a dude. I don't know if you're looking at me, or no, not happening. I'm good with that. And as far as you wanting a dude to partake in our sex life, man, I couldn't even envision that. I couldn't even, especially if a female I love, like. You want me to watch you get your back broke, banged out by another dude?
There and watch you get your dick sucked by another woman? What's the difference?
Time out, though. Hold on. Because if the female is into that and she is the one that brings it up, and if I bring it up, that's one thing, right? But if she brings it up to where she wants to have a threesome and she says, what do you prefer? Like, is that... Can we have a female, or do you want a dude? Like, no dudes allowed in the room at all. Like, I'm the only dude that is hitting you. Like, that's it. Like, we can do females. That's all. Like, all right, for instance, I got a very, this is real life. This is actually a relationship, all right? We fucking toes together is a slogan me and a female use, all right? Why? Because we actually have slept with numerous of females together in the 2 years we've been together. Now, for that,
if she wants another dude involved in it, it should be a given.
No, not happening. I can't watch that. I'm not.
A full swap?
Can't even have
what about
that,
a swap?
That. Huh?
You can't do a couple swap either?
Nope. I don't want no other dude in
that's
you.
That's that bullshit.
That's selfish.
No,
it's not because guess what? I should be more than enough for that, for that part. I know.
See?
I come with a warning sign.
He's cocky.
Okay?
Fucking cocky.
No.
Nah, it's still selfish.
It's not happening. It's not selfish.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. Let's say it's not another dude. Let's just say, okay, there's no other dude. It's you, your girl, and another female. Are you okay watching that other female fuck your girl with a dildo?
Fucking right.
A strap on.
Yep, I can handle that. I can handle. I've seen that. That's actually fine with me. I don't give a damn. But ain't no flesh on flesh. Ain't no other dude. None of that shit. Nope. It can be plastic all day. Motherfucker, you can mold me. Fuck you mean. And you can use that.
Oh, my God. See, that's just the wrong person to be talking to. I need another fucking dude on the phone. Like, go ahead, boss. Are you getting ready to say
Ramon?
I ain't saying nothing.
Where's Ramon? Where is Raymond? Where the fuck is he? Get him on the line real quick.
Oh shit.
Hello?
Hold on.
Yeah, get his ass, because I need some type of input on that, on what the hell he's saying. Is he asleep?
No, he's coming.
He coming in slow mo. I don't know if he has any input on this notion. We're gonna find out. Hello?
I don't know where that fucking ass at. He just got up. Oh, here you go. Hey.
Did he hear what was going on?
No, he didn't hear the question. All right, in a short aspect, right? If you and your female, would you allow her to be hit, fucked by another dude? Like, would y'all do swingers?
Would you do a full couple swap?
Full couple swap or anything like that?
Nah.
That's dope. Why not?
Because, you're in a relationship with one person, not everybody else.
See, you missed it. We were talking about swinging and we were talking about orgies and stuff. We were talking about that. So if it's something that you and your chick says, hey, you know, I'm interested in females and whatnot, and she wants to bring another chick in, but then she turns around and says she wants to bring another dude in it, would you be okay with that? If that was something that you were interested in too?
Nah.
I told you.
I wouldn't.
You just don't
want to
share at all. You just don't want to share at all.
Nah,
that's just yours
share.
And yours only. So you don't want to share with a female?
Right, because I may not even like the female she bring in. It's so many explanations for the reason, but it's like, I'm very possessive, so I'm keeping what's mine, and we ain't sharing shit.
Not even with another female?
But that's what he said, not with another female. He said he's possessive
with
his.
Not with another female, not with another nigga, nobody.
But what if this is something that you're... What if this is something that your girl told you in the very beginning, this is what she likes to do? Are you okay with accepting that? And are you okay with her bringing somebody else in?
Well, man, if she told me from the beginning, hell, I wouldn't even be dating her.
For real? The hell, you know what?
If she told me that from the beginning, like, this is what I like to do, this is that, da da da, I'm like, well, shit, all right. Well,
so you have no interest in
going further with you.
Huh? He has no interest. He's that one,
he
that
no
rare
interest.
1%. Go ahead.
Yeah,
1%. No, it's more than 1%. I've had several that are like that, actually, and that's just, he don't want nobody touching his property. He's not even open to it at all. He's selfish.
You don't want no three stones. You don't want two pussies in your face, no nine.
Nah, not when selling and down and living, you know what I'm saying, living my life and having family and shit like that. Yeah, that's stuff I used to do growing up. Back in the day when I was younger, I'm getting older now, so it's like, shit, ain't about to be doing all that. don't get me wrong, I ain't knocking it or whatever, no, because I did that shit before. But when it's time to settle down with who I want to settle down with, nah, we're not swinging.
Okay, so what if you're, let's say, hypothetically, you got married. Let's just say, and you've been married for, I don't know, 5 years, and your sex life has gone down, and then she comes up with this suggestion, hey, you know, maybe to, you know, spark us back up together again, maybe we need to bring another person in. You still saying no, you wouldn't be interested in that? Or you just be like, fuck that shit, we're just going to not have sex, and that's that.
Nah, I'm still saying no, because there's other ways other than that to spark up your sex life, you know, like foreplay or just all different types of things we can come up with and agree on.
What if she's bored with that? What if she's bored with that at that point?
Huh?
What if she's bored with
that? Hey, let me go ahead and give this announcement before the recording stops. Everybody, make sure you check me out on MissLovelyBlack.com. That's MissLovelyBlack.com. Also, if you're in the Atlanta area, reach out to me via inbox or on any of my social medias for the party location and a special invite for next Saturday starting at 10 p.m. It's going to be epic. I cannot lie. And I look forward to seeing everybody there. Go ahead and finish what you're saying.
Oh, hold on. Hey, you said go ahead and finish what you were saying. I want to invite...
I'll just...
Nah, I was just saying it would still be pretty much be the same. Yeah, like I mean we can spark up our sex life or relationship different ways instead of just bringing someone else into your circle, your relationship or whatever. Because even by doing that, maybe it's a lot of people that's out here that like things like that, but later on it may could damage your relationship with what you started with anyway.
Okay.
All right. Well, he said it, and that's how people think when they are into that. We'll talk about this on a sidebar later, Ms. Boston, because I see you. You're active. Bossy, did you give Bossy an invite? Bossy, you got an invite. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Bossy,
yes,
okay.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, definitely. Next Saturday, 10 p.m., and you'll know.
I need my invite. I got to eat. Who I got to eat? DM.
Who you got a DM?
Miss Lovely Black DM. I already know that.
Yeah, so you got to hit her up in her DM for the invite.
Damn,
hello?
Man. That means,
That means what?
Miss Lovely, can I get an invite?
You already down? Oh, wait. This
Word.
Is Anthony.
Yeah, that's Anthony.
Oh, Anthony. I thought you was already invited.
Oh,
no,
all right. Word.
I don't pass on information. I'm not, like, the reliable
I don't know if he want to come, though, but...
Why? What are we doing?
We're gonna get off the air, and then we'll have a conversation. I said,
mm-hmm.
Just call me on 3-way, guys, or something like that. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, everybody. See you same time, same place
night.
Next week. Peace.
Good
next
night.
Week. Peace.